I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh. I guess so.
Let's have me espresso.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. And how about some Lady Gaga tickets, huh?
Yes, please.
How about it? Win them before you can buy them. Right now, take the word groove. G-R-O-O-V-E, groove, and text it to our contest line, 20357, and that's it. You're in the running for a pair of tickets before you can even buy them. Lady Gaga, July 22nd at the Chase Center. This hour's code word is groove. Text it. Oh, yeah. Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, oh, la, la. Win these tickets now. Text groove to 20357. This hour's code word, groove. And we're doing this all day at noon, 05, and every hour on the 05 through Jane show, 3, 4, 5, and 6. What are you giggling about over there, Mr. Happy Face?
You like to sing?
Who, me? No. <I'm> silly. Singing. That's for jerkos.
For jerkos.
She's doing the full-on arm motions and everything as she's doing the Gaga there.
Yeah. I love it. And you know that I need you. You're a bad, bad romance.
I want your love and I want your disgrace.
I don't know what the words are to that.
They, you know, they changed the lettering on her logo recently. I wonder if it has to do with that lawsuit you told us about.
Oh, the mayhem thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What does the front of the record look like now? Isn't that the name of the whole record? Did they changed the whole artwork for the front of it?
No, I don't.
I don't know, but the thing I saw posted, the lettering's different. It's still funny. Mayhem,
yeah,
but it's written very different. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She'll probably win the lawsuit anyway.
Probably. I mean, she's probably got the deeper pockets. I don't know. Did you say, oh, there's...
It still looks the same. At least, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, they might have changed it.
You know what, though? It doesn't look squished together the way it did. You see it down there on the bottom?
Yeah. Oh, I just...
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing it in several different ways here. Look at there's a picture and the mayhem is spelled sort of...
Here, this is what I'm talking about. It's on the Alice website.
Now it's in script.
It's totally different now.
Totally different. Different,
this is on the Alice Instagram.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, the mayhem ball, and it's written totally different.
That's really funny. Yeah. Well, they must have. Yeah. I don't know why Google didn't pop that right up. There it is.
Yeah,
because it's brand new.
Brandy new. We're on top of that stuff, you guys. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's right. You can also have a hot tub in your backyard. Oh, my God. It is just, it's getting hot back here. Woo. Woo. It's a total game changer. I've been in that tub every single day for a week now. It's so good. I can't wait to get in there today. You know what the best part of getting in a hot tub is? Getting in. Like, putting your toe in and feeling it. And then, like...
Don't say that. You know what the best part is.
That's not the, that is definitely not the best part. That is not the best part
of your time.
That's definitely not the best part.
Absolutely.
The best part is like as you're lowering yourself in, it's just like, oh, the tingles. Oh, it's good. Feels so good. You can have your own little personal paradise in your backyard or wherever you want your hot tub to be. Side yard, I don't know, front yard, whatever you want. Just visit creativeenergy.com for all their store locations, and they will help you every step of the way. Like, they seriously coordinated each step of it. It was great.
And if you want to know more about what she does in the hot tub, listen to the Lost segment from today on the podcast.
Please do not listen to it.
Yes. You want to hear that.
You do want to hear
that. Guys, you want to get
actually,
a hot tub.
Honestly, somebody wants to. I can't stop laughing about it. Like, it's just so silly how, like, I'm around him every day, but... Something about getting naked in a hot tub. I'm like, I'm too old for this.
Why is that?
You're not surprised.
It's a lie. I am surprised.
No. This is that's phony
ridiculous.
Surprise.
I thought we were just getting a hot tub. We're going to have like a nice relaxing old people soup in the backyard. No.
I told you a million years ago.
About what?
Wherever there's a naked lady, there's a guy trying to check her out. Yeah. And then there you are, that's nude in the hot tub going,
blocking all the knot holes in the fence.
I can't believe you're into me. What? Well, I don't know. He married you and dedicated his whole life to you. And,
my clothes have to be off for him to be paying any attention. Otherwise, he can keep it in his pants.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Oh, my God. It really is. It's a little bit of a problem right now. He'll get over it soon, right?
Yeah, guys, get over that. You just said he's 60 something, right?
He just turned 60, right?
Yeah, there you go. Is he over
COVID it? On his birthday. No. Anyway, yeah.
831, our text number is 800-400-3697. 831 says, Sarah, I'm so with you on the dog thing. People, get your damn dog off me.
Yeah.
Have some manners, Cheryl Hollister app.
Here's
the
leash
thing.
Law, you guys. I don't want your dog running at me and you yelling, don't worry, it's friendly.
It cracks me up when people have that shock face when their dog jumps on someone and they scream at them like,
oh, no.
He never does that. Get down. Stop it.
Right.
You lying liar. That dog does that. And I understand. It's because no one wants to put hours and hours and hours and hours into their dog. Right. They already have to walk the dog all day. They already have to feed the dog. They have to take the dog to the vet. They have to get the dog's nails trimmed. And then on top of it, I got to train the dog. Yeah. If you want a dog that doesn't jump on people, you got to train it not to do that.
Some people clearly don't want a dog that doesn't jump on people. They're just like, I can live with that. Well, it's fine. My God. I just really do feel like, please, at least if you know that's going to happen, drag the dog out of there. Make it so it doesn't do it. How about a game? You guys want to play a game? It's Earth Day. Got our little Earth Day game for you.
I don't know. I haven't been on a roll lately. I don't know if
maybe it's your time to reclaim your El Campeón del Pueblo.
I'm ready to go for it. I feel like
Bob's also been a big loser lately. Oh no, Bob won something on Friday. I think that was your last win. Maddie won everything yesterday though. Let's see who wins right now. Earth Day eco inventions that may or may not save the planet. True or false? All right, was this an invention? There's a shower that plays music only when you're under it to encourage shorter showers. It's a little programmable shower. Only when I'm under it, only when the water's splashing me, do I get to hear the music. I quickly get back in there, rinse off. Not standing around. I don't know who's standing around not under the water in a shower, but okay.
What's the question?
True or false? Is that an invention to save water and take shorter showers?
It's not adding up. I'm going to go false.
I'm with Bob. False.
True.
It's true.
Shucks.
Wouldn't you want to stay in the shower longer with the vibes?
I agree with you. I actually think it's stupid, but
sounds like a failed
but it
product.
Is. It's called shower song.
I like it.
Actually says it cuts you off if you linger too long. All right.
Okay, so you give an incorrect description.
No. I read the description.
I feel like we've been burned.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's unfair.
Well, of course you don't think so. You got a point.
Yeah. It made perfect sense to me.
All right. Let me read the whole thing here before
bad
I tell you what it is.
Bad show host. Bad.
Okay.
You're doing a great job.
Someone invented, thank you. Someone invented edible underwear made from seaweed to reduce plastic waste. Edible underwear made from seaweed to reduce plastic waste.
True.
So you're saying the edible underwear used to be plastic?
I'm not saying that. I'm reading you the thing. Somebody invented, maybe it's that there's plastic, little microplastics in underwear.
Yeah, a lot of synthetic materials are made of plastic. Like, but most the edible, clothes these days are made of
that,
plastic.
That I believe to
the
be true.
The edible will throw you, though.
Yeah, that was like wouldn't like that, made of candy.
None of that would, yeah, they were like, there was like sheet candy.
Yeah.
The whole surf industry has ruined everything with, we've mixed plastic into your stuff. Why is that? Why do I want that? How about cotton?
Well, cotton does get heavy, stretches out, and shrinks. Okay, so yes or no, someone invented edible underwear made from seaweed to reduce plastic
waste.
False. I'll say true.
I said true.
You did. It's false. Good job.
Man.
Yeah. 1-1, nothing for Bob.
I figured it was a bad description again.
How about... I'm reading the whole thing before I give you the description.
Okay.
A startup created a solar-powered bikini that charges your phone while you tan.
No.
False.
I'll say true.
It is true.
I'll give them a startup. That's not going to happen. That can't work.
What? Why couldn't it? Why
no one's
you...
going to lay in the sun long enough anymore. Like the days of
people,
laying out
they're
for,
playing
no,
volleyball.
8 hours a day in the sun doesn't happen.
You just got the it's maybe you have to stick your phone into like a little charging pocket or something.
I don't like it.
I like it.
Lame.
I think it's cute. Like, you know, a little solar panel, a little mini solar panels all over your butt.
You're at the beach. Relax.
How
you
about
don't need
a
your
hat?
Dumb phone?
I think a hat with solar panels on it because I'm always wearing my big hat.
That's good.
You know, put some solar panels on that, and then inside at the top, I could put my phone in there.
Now that's an idea.
All right, let's get a startup going on that. Let's crowdsource that.
Yeah, good point, 415. 415 says...
Oh, Jesus, I'm hearing it now already. We haven't even started. What are you doing on your computer? You shouldn't be looking on your computer.
Don't tell me what to do. The day John stops coming after her, she's going to cry, he doesn't love me anymore. What's the big idea?
Are you sure that's what I'll do?
Yeah, we're
like,
sure.
Phew.
No,
those days are over.
Like, yeah, right. Then you'd be
how
like...
How many things does he have to break before he stops coming at me? John! God, I can't help being so hot!
Someone's naked out here!
Oh, no, don't come out here. I'm naked!
Right.
Okay, there's a device. We're back to the game. This is Eco Inventions to save the world on Earth Day. There's a device that attaches to your toilet and turns poop into compost pellets for your garden.
True.
No.
True.
It is true. And Bob is finally on the board. We're scored 2-2. No. Yeah, 2-2-1. Bob, you're the one. An eco festival handed out reusable Q-tips made of bamboo and microfiber to all attendees. Reusable Q-tips made of bamboo and microfiber.
True.
I'm going to say true as well.
False.
False is correct, and you guys are tied three ways. Bob is coming back.
How are you going to reuse a Q-tip?
Right.
That's you rinse it off.
Yeah.
No. You don't reuse toilet paper?
Yeah, I do after I rinse it off. That's a good point, Vin. Wow, how did we miss that? Someone should inventorate that. Okay, here we go. You can now buy shoes. You can now buy shoes that are made from recycled chewing gum collected off Amsterdam's sidewalks.
What?
You can now buy shoes made from recycled chewing gum collected off Amsterdam's sidewalks.
That's a no.
I'm going true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's actually called gum shoes. That's so funny.
They could do a better name.
No, gum shoes is like a detective. It's like a play on, you know, gum shoes.
It's old style.
It's a gum shoe.
For your time, see?
Look, take a closer look at that.
Wise guy or something?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, no funny business. Yeah. Right, it's a gum shoe. So there you go. There's that one. How many more do I have here? Three more. There's an eco-friendly deodorant that uses beet juice instead of aluminum.
It doesn't have to work. They just have it, right?
Just says there's an eco-friendly deodorant that uses beet juice instead of aluminum.
I'll say true.
In honor of Dwight Schrute from The Office, I'll say true. He's a beet farmer.
I'll go false. I don't think beets smell very good.
Plus, they turn your armpits red. False is the correct answer. Oh. And Bob has just pulled into the lead.
Oh, snap.
There are two more.
Don't snap.
A couple.
Damn it.
There's only two left.
All right.
A couple powered their wedding entirely with stationary bikes pedaled by the guests. A couple powered their wedding entirely with stationary bikes pedaled by the guests.
I'm going to say true.
Coldplay did this at their on their last tour. They had bikes, stationary bikes that you could go hop on and it would help power the tour.
Oh.
Yes, they had a like a carbon neutral tour.
I'm with Bob. True.
So everyone's saying true?
Yeah.
True is the correct answer. It's a lot to ask your wedding guests, though, you know, unless they have their beach utes deodorant on there.
925 says, one last one.
All right.
Be grateful John still wants you. My husband is 48 and we haven't had sex since Thanksgiving. And
get
it's
a hot
not
tub.
Like I haven't tried. I wish he wanted me like John wants Sarah.
John, I can get a hot tub.
Get a hot tub.
Get a hot tub. It turns out. Yikes. Final one. A beard.
Also be naked a lot more. Maybe
yeah,
that'll
be
do
naked.
It. It's very sad though.
That does suck. That absolutely
totally sucks.
Totally
sucks.
Yeah.
Because I would definitely prefer to be someone who's super horny all the time, like Sarah and this lady.
Well, keep trying. Keep working on it. Maybe it'll work out for you. This is the final question. Maddie, you could tie it. Vinny, I think you're out here. Bob, you have 5 points. Maddie has 4. Vinny has 3. Sorry, Vin.
You're already
you were
a loser.
Leading, but you're a loser already. A beer company.
Don't wink at me.
Wink.
You just winked at me.
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she's looking right at me.
Oh, what the? What? She did it again.
What is
You're
he talking
so
about?
Ridiculous. You lying liar.
Who lies?
What are you doing?
The beauty is she can't keep her eye on both of us at the same time. So. Okay, here we go. A beer company made 6-pack rings that dissolve into fish food. So no more choking turtles, I guess, right? A beer company made 6-pack rings that dissolve into fish food. Everybody's happy. Is that true or false?
I'll go true. That sounds lovely.
That sounds good.
I gotta go for the tie. I'm gonna say false.
I thought that it was already out.
Oh, you don't even want to take
well,
a guess?
Why would I do?
I don't know. To tie with Maddie,
to be
I guess.
Further behind? No, thanks.
Okay. It's true. Saltwater Brewery in Florida did it first, and Bob has won the game. Bob.
Hey, my name is Bob. Yeah, right.
Bob.
Good game, everybody.
Yeah, it was a good game. Of course you loved it. George Clooney is in the news today saying that he and his wife have never fought. Can anyone here say that they've never fought with someone they were in love with?
It sounds like a big red flag.
It does. It's like, do you guys even talk? Does she just go, or do you just go along with everything the other person says? That actually, I feel like you should be able to talk through something and work it out. Maybe not a screaming match. I've had plenty of those too.
We never fought before we had kids.
Mm, well.
So, and he has kids. I know
he
that.
Does,
but
twins.
I don't know what kind of help can get him there. But I think the first real trouble we started having was like, I'm going surfing. Well, I want to go running.
Mm.
Well, you
can do
run.
It later when I come back.
We made kids.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's, yes. Well, if you do this, then I'm doing that. And then, and all of a sudden, we're now arguing about things. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Mm.
So I can see some that they don't argue if they've got the means.
Yeah, they certainly do have that. If throwing
help.
Money at something can solve the problem and keep them from arguing.
Our biggest arguments came about because of time and how it's spent.
I would actually think if they were going to argue about anything, it would be time. As in, she's very busy. She's a lawyer and an advocate and a professor even at times. He is obviously a very famous actor and I'm sure and a tequila maker or what have you. I would think not seeing each other enough would be the one thing that they might fight about. But if they're making time for that and they've got all the other things covered.
We didn't fight a lot. We didn't ever fight. And I think that was to our detriment. Like, I think it's good to have an argument every once in a while.
Do you think
and,
because you held down things that you resented?
Yep.
Rather than
and
just
then they
get
all
it out?
Just
I feel like it is. You should be having a little bit of headbutting over, like, I want to do it this way, you want to do it, like, and figuring out compromises.
Yeah.
You guys are not quite there yet. You're not quite married yet.
No, but we've been together for a long time.
How long?
When we get married, it will have been 10 years.
Mm. Oh. So, like, college?
Yeah, going into our senior year of college.
Funny.
Yeah, we met as interns.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have so many questions for you.
We'll ask
Let's get
him.
Lunch.
Okay.
Well, but lunch...
No, no, but she wants to say, she wants to say,
we want to listen to you guys talk.
Oh, no, we're going to get some lunch in here and we're just going to sit here and chat about things.
All right.
With the mics on.
Okay.
When's your next vacation day, Vinny?
When is my next vacation day?
I think it's like in July or something.
I can go surfing tomorrow. I mean, if you want to get in here and sit down. All right.
And we'll just eat lunch together all morning long. No, I mean, I get that you're trying to like, and it is good because Bob is not someone we want people getting attached to.
Right.
We all love her. So dribs and drabs, we'll get it in a little bit at a time. But it will be good to know stuff about you that everybody... Because I feel like I don't know any more about you than the listeners know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's been really secret. I know Maddie probably knows more because you guys sit in that room together all morning.
Yeah, but I don't know as much as I would know if like we were hanging out like out of work, you know?
So what did you say about how many times you guys have fought?
Oh, we bicker a lot, but I think we've worked really well on our communication style. But kind of what Maddie was saying, like, I've seen friends. I have a dear friend who was in a long relationship and the boyfriend broke up with her out of nowhere. And because he hadn't been bringing up any issues that he was having. So she had no idea anything was wrong until he broke up with her.
So he unloads at that point, like, all these things bother me. And she's all, why didn't you... Talk to me about this.
Yeah. My strategy is very much, you know, like lots of mini explosions along the way.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta let the fault line's gotta, you know, a couple rumbles.
Release the pressure.
Yeah. Release the pressure. It's true. I mean, if everything's perfect, then is it?
Yeah. I really wish we had fought more. Like, I really feel like that would have been better for our relationship.
Well, plus it's nice to really fight and then.
Yeah.
Never and then you're that. Like, I love you. That hadn't happened for a while. Don't look at me like that.
You don't need it to happen. You're just walking
get
around
every single freaking day over it. Anyway, George Clooney and his wife have never fought. And they're of all the people on earth, maybe they're the ones that we can believe that that is the truth. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
You've been brainwashed, and I'm going to tell you how after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Dibby, dibby, do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, there's Bruno and Lady Gaga. We have some tickets for her. Keep it on Alice all the live long day. Next chance is at 12:05 and then every hour during Jane's show. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. Next week, go to RadioAlice.com and find out how to nominate your mom for our Best Mom Ever contest.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... What's the matter?
I realize I just talked about Lady Gaga and that's what you have right here.
That's what's there.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny and 70s by later today. Right now, still overcast here in downtown San Francisco. A little blue breakthroughs, but not quite there yet. Today is Earth Day. Thanks, Earth.
Thank you for everything, Earth. You're a wonderful hostess.
So beautiful.
Mother.
Nature is really something.
Mm.
Big fan. Things people are 100% brainwashed into believing they need.
Okay. Like deodorant? I'm only kidding. You're not brainwashed. You definitely do need it.
So many stinky people. Are you kidding?
You know, though, I always think about this. Like, there are so many stinky people. And deodorant, antiperspirant, very recent developments.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the history of humans and how stinky we are go. So, like, what did people do before that? They just enjoyed each other's stench?
Perfumes.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Okay. What if they were cavemen? Like
leaves.
Oh, just like rub like camphor leaves or whatever on, or bay leaves. I smell like bay leaves. I rolled around in some mint. Maybe we just liked each other's stinks.
No. Probably some of that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think there is, like, that's why I don't like this whole we should... body spray every part of, like, you don't need to spray your groin area for God's sakes.
Maybe
stop
you
it.
Do.
No, you don't.
Maybe if you started doing that, someone would go, well, I just really didn't know you needed to, but now I do know. I don't know,
soap
Ben.
And water.
I'm with you.
Once a day.
Yeah.
Is all you need in that area.
In the
area.
Days before soap and water. This is another thing I think
you don't
about
need apricot
sometimes.
Spray.
I read a lot of, like, you know, you'll read like a historical, fictional historical thing, and you know that the people are getting after it. And I'm like, but they don't do any mouth stuff, right? I mean, they don't, because there's no soap. Nobody has any soap.
They have water. Water.
Is that enough?
It is.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it water from the river? So like algae and gross, you know, slugs and
stop
stuff
it.
In there.
Don't be like
leeches.
That. Leeches. There's nothing wrong with humans, and as I feel very comfortable kissing all the spots.
Even if there has been no bathing since winter began 4 months
well,
ago.
Well, no, but that's not, you're talking about olden days.
I'm talking about
saying,
olden
like,
days. That's what I'm saying.
Times.
I'll bet there wasn't a lot of like mouth stuff happening because people were like, no, thanks.
No, I think
absolutely
that
not.
I'll tell you that probably the
that's my old time.
Oh, this
music.
Is old timey oh. stuff. Oh. Actually, just feels like, you know, Country Time Lemonade style. They have soap in Country Time.
I'm sure that people were kissing Australia back then. Don't act like that.
I don't know, man.
People on social media are talking about things that we are 100% brainwashed into believing we need.
Okay.
And we need deodorant. We don't need it sprayed in our groin right. areas, but we need it under our armpits.
Maybe we're brainwashed into thinking we need to spray it on our groin areas because of advertising. Advertising does work.
I don't know when that switch over came, but even like regular deodorants that I've used now say all over body spray on them. This is the same stuff. They just clearly marketing has changed. And everyone believes they need to spray their butt.
Well, maybe they have a stinky butt. If somebody ever said that to you, you'd be like, I guess I need to start axing that. Or whatever. I don't know. If someone said it to you, wouldn't you be like, well, I don't want that.
And well, for the record, no one has ever said that to me.
But if they did, though.
It would be very embarrassing, yes. It would be a problem. But I would say to myself, I usually a soapy washcloth will take care of everything. Mm-hmm. Unless you've got it some like real, you know, problem. Real problem.
Like
not
a fungal infection.
Yeah,
or
like something
in the,
really right. is bad.
Is that jock itch?
You need
what
to go
that?
See a dermatologist mm-hmm. or something like that mm-hmm. for that mm-hmm. situation.
Like woof, that smells wrong.
Right. 100% brainwashed into believing we need social media.
Yeah, we don't need it. I'm an example of we don't need
There's
it.
There's nothing more true than that. Mm-hmm. The people, they're so well designed. You don't even want to give them that much credit, but you get on it. I don't even care. And I'll get on Instagram and still be scrolling and go, yeah. Oh my God, I just burned up 4 minutes of my life. I didn't see one of my friends, yeah. not one.
And luckily you got off with only giving them 4 minutes. Like that's unusual.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. It's very, it is actually hard. I make a concerted effort to not be on social media. And so sometimes I will post something and then I start to get this anxiety. Like I got to go look at it and see if, you know, I don't want people to feel like I didn't read their comment or something. And then the next thing I know, I'm starting to look at it again. And then I'm like, oh, well, I should post about it. And then it just wants to suck you back in. And
come back to the fold.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. You know what?
People want to see you.
They don't give, believe me, nobody cares about anybody but themselves. That's the truth. I will post stuff on the Alice973 Instagram. You know it's true. Nobody cares
I actually
about
do
else.
Care about my friends and I do want to see their kids. Mm, and
but
I'm,
you're not going to see them. You're going to see the stuff that
Instagram
feels
Well, I understand
Instagram
that's what
that
I'm saying. The feed gets, you know, diluted. And then I find myself going, I haven't seen a friend in 4 minutes. What has happened here?
Sponsored.
Right. You might also like, based on your viewing of the things that we sponsored for you. And God forbid you look too long. I think they can measure how long you're looking for.
You've been 100% brainwashed into believing you need an expensive wedding or an expensive funeral.
Oh,
We're
planning the other one.
There is no question that with weddings, you will find yourself in a machine that will bleed
you.
It will bleed you.
Well,
and
you need this and this and this.
You can't believe
it.
if you just somehow do this without getting caught up in that machine, you'll save yourself so much money because you'll find out we don't need to have flowers or we don't need to have a $3,000 dress that you'll wear once.
Right.
Your daughter won't want that. If that's your reason for telling yourself that you're going to get this dress, your daughter is going to go, I want my own dress.
Yeah, I don't want your dress, Mom.
Your dress is sitting in the rafters all this time.
The 1900s. Please. Well, listen, if you have the dream of the princess wedding, don't worry. The machine's there waiting to eat you. It's very hungry, and it knows you're going to do this probably no more than three times in your life. So it wants to get every bite of you that it can. But you know what you can do? Like, throw a party for 100 people
and dance and play with your friends
and have JP come over or you can keep it really low key. We buy into this. You got to have the right location. You got to have a photographer and a videographer and all the things that you got to have. What is your wedding going to cost you, Bob? Tell the truth for once.
Probably 40 grand.
That's a cheap wedding these days.
That is cheap.
That is a cheap wedding these days. They're cutting. They're not going crazy. How many people?
At least 150.
Oh, that's kind of big.
Yeah, that's kind of the key is that we have a lot of people we want to have there.
Well, feeding all those people, that's a huge chunk of it. Mm-hmm. Are you doing it at a big venue or somebody? You are.
Yes, we have a beautiful venue in northern Michigan where it's right on the lake. So we're going to get married with the lake in the background and there's a lot of trees and most people will be able to stay like right there on the property.
That's lovely.
Which I'm really looking forward to. I hope the weather's nice enough we can go out on the boat. Yes, Maddie.
Will we be invited?
I guess we'll see. We'll see how much I like you guys by
then. It's not this summer, but next summer?
Yeah, okay. Next September.
A year from this September?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's way right. off.
Yeah, it's way off.
We have a lot of time to get like in our good graces and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about? By then we'll have been in the good graces and burned the bridge.
Yes.
We'll be on the outs by then. Come on. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
We'll be under the second, Bob.
I can't wait for our journey together.
People are talking about the things that we are 100% brainwashed into believing we need. Plastic surgery, butt implants, butt lifts, all this stuff.
You don't need it. You're beautiful. You are enough exactly as you are.
The lip thing. I know it's like the low cost entry level surgery. It's not even surgery. What is that?
They just stab you and put in... Is it like cortisone?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it's such a bad look.
Collagen.
I just can't believe everyone goes, that.
I know.
I'll do that. That sounds great.
Yeah. You know, remember when I got that surgery for my gums? Not this past year, but the year before. I can't even remember when I did it. I did it recently.
Went so well.
No, it went terribly.
What?
It was terrible. But my face swelled up and my lips got humongous. And so I was sent all these pictures to my girlfriends like, well, I finally went and had it done. I got the big surgery done. And if I was on social media, I'd post those pictures for you, but I'm not. So you just have to imagine me with gigantic lips. The end.
Okay. Things we've been 100% brainwashed into believing.
All right. I like this list, by the way.
The newest phone every year, no matter the price. This was probably the most common answer on the list. I did it for a while. And I believe there were improvements
for
the first, five of them. Mm-hmm. And then there's a point where they were so incremental that it was a complete waste of money.
Like, this one is working for me. Why would I spend another
$1,000? I fully threw money down out the window.
Yep.
And now that I've saved a phone for 3 years, I realize... Nothing, there's no need whatsoever.
At some point, like, the battery starts keeping a charge, and it seems like the software is never quite fully updated.
That's different than thinking I need the latest tech.
Right, yes. Totally because you different. Definitely don't. I will say, this new phone that I have, whatever one it is, I think it's a 14, but I'm not positive. The camera sucks. Like, it keeps not being able to focus on stuff. I'm like, what's going on? The lenses are clean.
Not getting good shots in the hot tub, huh?
Right. Yes. I'm trying to take
shots
in the hot tub.
That might just be the steam coming out of it.
You're right. What am I thinking?
off the road.
Ah, steamy Sarah.
Yeah.
You know that Van Halen song. I can Thank see this.
Can barely see the road from all steam coming off of it.
All right.
Lean
Something
back.
Like that. Yeah, see, you know. Hmm. Anyway, some people do it to have the latest tech and features. Others do it for the status symbol. And some people noted that the manufacturers push it, too, through planned obsolescence. But either way, this new phone every year, you are wasting your money. You have been brainwashed to believe you need it. You do not. A gender reveal party on the list. Yeah,
that's fun, though.
Is it?
It's fun.
Is it?
It is.
All right.
Let people have their fun. As long as they're not spending $40,000 on that.
Or lighting, you know, a hillside on fire. Right. With their stunt.
Well, that is the thing, is that these days, and back to the thing where you don't need social media, because you literally do not need that to live your life. You don't. You don't need to know what everyone's doing. And you don't need to see their gender reveal on there where they burned down the side of a mountain.
Right.
Like, that's it. We all are looking for that moment on social media.
This one, it's debatable.
All right.
100% brainwashed into believing you need to carry a water bottle around and drink water all day long. I carry a water bottle around because I don't want to buy a plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I don't need to drink it every second of the day, but when I'm thirsty, I know I've got it.
Your
as
own
opposed
water.
To going, I better go buy a plastic bottle of water.
That's actually a really good point. You're right. You 100% don't need to have that bottle of water with you at all times, but isn't it great that you do and don't have to buy a single use piece of plastic?
Right. That's the whole point in having that, is that I fill my water up at home.
And then you are drinking regularly. Right.
You're
hydrating.
You know the people that carry the 3-gallon one and, look at me. I got my big water thing.
Well,
I'm
hydrated.
I got
to drink water. I got to stay hydrated. You know how it is.
You
can't be muscular like this and not be getting your electrolyte balance. I put the powder in there. It's all good. It's great. You want to talk about it more? I love talking about working out. Today's leg day. I'm probably going to skip that.
A lot of things, these are things we've been brainwashed into believing, and you don't. A lot of things for babies, especially new things.
Like what?
Someone said babies don't need things parents think they need. Someone else added a lot of things for dogs, too.
Oh.
You love your dog, but they don't need all that stuff, and especially if they tear it up or ruin it right away, what's the point? You're wasting stuff.
Yeah.
The baby thing, luckily for us, Christina had good friends that have already gone through it, and we've gotten all the hand-me-down clothes from baby.
Yeah, it's great.
To today.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in hand-me-downs today because of the older kids that came before them.
The clothing pass down is absolutely great. And items. I mean, they'll be like, we've outgrown our crib.
All the stuff.
You're pregnant.
And that's we've turned it all around as well.
Yeah, it's great.
Hand it right over. That's true, because new stuff, so wasteful. They grow right out of that stuff, like right through it. Or they just poop on everything.
Yeah.
Like, this is disgusting.
Well, what's great is if they poop on something, you're like, well, I didn't care about that outfit anyway. I'm throwing that right out.
Right.
I'm not even going to clean this. Why would I put anything? I'm not even putting this anywhere near my washing machine. Goodbye. Forever.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Fast facts.
The founder of Timex Watches picked the name in honor of his father because his dad loved reading Time Magazine and used Kleenex.
Really?
Timex.
Huh.
Is Time Magazine and Kleenex.
That's so dumb. That's a dumb one. I mean, it's an interesting fast fact, but it is like, that's not how you name your watch company.
Well, you didn't know that.
I'm not saying that it wasn't like a valid fast fact. I'm just saying like, that's just such a, like, he should have never told anyone that.
Oh, well, I mean.
So dumb.
But.
It diminishes the name. I'm like, Time and Kleenex?
Yeah. Well, in a world where there's only so many .coms. You got to make up new words, Odyssey.
Right. We did do that. Odyssey, though, was so genius.
I mean, it's genius. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Autocorrects
audacious.
A lot. Audio. Audible. I don't know what they all
you
were.
Know.
Odyssey. It was Odyssey. Like,
you
a,
know.
Like a journey, but that begins with a different letter. It's just the A-U-D-A.
How many times have you repeated the spiel?
I forgot.
Word for word, and now you don't have it.
I have it. You just did. You did it. Audacious Audio and an Odyssey. But that's spelled with an O.
Odyssey.
Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
The human body is continually renewing itself. Around 330 billion cells are replaced every day.
Then how come they,
which is about 1% of all of our cells.
Oh, 1% every day?
Uh-huh. Within 80 to 100 days, 30 trillion will have replenished. Mm. Enough to generate a whole new person.
It does feel like we shouldn't age with that kind of cell replacement.
Very good point. I'm with you. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The one single, 510 says, the one single thing people can do here on this Earth Day to reduce plastic waste is stop buying plastic water bottles. Plastic drink bottles are one of the largest single categories of consumer waste. Jamie, Odyssey, Earth Day, Oakland.
Hey, Jamie, Odyssey, Earth Day, Oakland.
714 says, talking about baby stuff, how many rubber gloves do you still have, Vin?
You'll use those for
we
other
used
things.
Them.
You paint, yeah.
We're using them.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Latex,
but I never did use them to
gloves.
Change diapers. Never.
Right.
Like, it just, I realized this is happening and too often, and I don't, there's just no time for me to go get glove up.
Yeah. No, we all, everybody who was a parent went, okay.
Well, and then, you know, and then you even
we
get some poop on
ideas,
your hand,
right?
And you're like, yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, these things.
Usually when by the time you get the kid to the changing table, you already have poop all over your hand. What are you going to do? Pull a glove over that? Stop wiping your face.
Lip.
Stop
oh,
wiping
God.
Your face. Stop it. Just baby poop.
Part of all the stuffs. Mm. It's just a, and then you realize, like, I give up.
I give up. A minute. I'm
you
in
were
the
holding
thick of
the
it.
Line for a minute, and then you're just, I give.
Yeah. We can't have nice things, and everything smells like baby poop. How long is this going to go on for? Oh, isn't your one daughter just in a booster now? And so that's, you're almost done with the booster seats and the seats.
We are in a booster, and but I don't care about the booster. The big thing was that getting rid of that seat.
The buckle
the
in.
The big one,
yeah.
Yeah. And she was too big for it. It was getting stupid.
Well, what do they have to, how much, 50 pounds or
50
something
pounds.
To be out?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just in a booster.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It is great. Mm. It's all the difference in the world. And pulling that seat out.
It's so nasty. It's like there's a family of mice living under there. Okay, please stop. Don't. You can make gag noises, but don't stick your finger down your throat
I
to do it.
I did not do that.
You always do. And you're going to end up hitting your gag button, and then we're going to have vomit in this room.
Are we brainwashed to believe we deserve to be loved? I want that and feel like I deserve it.
I do not believe that you are brainwashed. You do deserve to be loved. We all deserve love.
Yeah, but also, when you look for a partner, you need to have a good, clear picture of self and know that you are also flawed and that you can't look at someone and be like, that person has this, that, and that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
I do feel like self-love is the first love. You have to be a whole person. Whatever broken pieces you have, you've got to be able to present yourself as a person who has interests other than just finding love.
Mm-hmm.
You need to love yourself. But do you deserve it? You do.
Who was talking to... Mm. Oh my God, you guys, I'm trying to eat. Please stop talking about butts. Who was talking about butts?
You guys were.
When?
Were we?
Are you talking about the, you know... The deodorant. And
oh, the deodorant in the bus, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. You were saying your butt stinks.
No, start I never said that.
Stuff.
My butt.
Maybe you should. Just try it. Just spray the stuff and we'll see. We'll give it a sniff test.
We'll give it a... HR!
Yeah. HR.
Oh, you think they want to help?
How dare you?
Do it in the lactation
room. I have a complaint about the smell in here. So, I mean, maybe HR can come in.
No, you do not.
Do an evaluation.
Do not say that into a microphone.
I am. Coming up next, hello, Dolly.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.